It's 79 degrees with some rain here in Nashville. Good afternoon. I'm Catherine Sweeney. Here's the latest from WPLN News at 3:32. Last night's Grand Ole Opry show quickly pivoted to include tributes to the passing of Dolly Parton. Rhonda Vincent and Morgan Miles played covers of Parton hits like Coat of Many Colors and I Will Always Love You. Saturday night's entire Opry show will be dedicated to Dolly's memory. The lineup of artists includes one who began her career at Dollywood. Carly Pearce became an official Opry member in 2021 with a surprise invitation delivered by Parton herself. Parton was a member of the Opry for more than 50 years. Amid the outpouring of love and grief throughout Nashville yesterday, fans processed what she meant to them. To many, she was more than a musician, mogul, or icon. To so many, she felt like a member of their family. Catherine Wind was the first to walk up to Dolly's Songteller Hotel in downtown Nashville yesterday afternoon, carrying a dozen yellow roses.
She was a mother to us, really, to all us women. And she was a kind woman who showed the world so much love and care and kindness to everyone.
Hope Cook is a young woman who brought her camera out to a growing memorial at Dolly's stucco studio on 12 South. She grew up not too far away and drove past the studio frequently.
Whenever I was little, we'd always drive past up here, and my mom would always be like, oh, there's Aunt Dolly, say hey. And I'm grateful to know that I grew up here and that I share the same Tennessee roots as she does, or did.
You can find more remembrances on WPLN's social media feeds or in today's This is Nashville episode, which is available at WPLN.org or wherever you get your podcasts. Clarksville's Roxy Theater is going to be torn down and totally rebuilt. The downtown theater has operated on and off in some capacity since the early 1900s. When the current configuration opened in the 80s, it doubled as a movie theater. That means it doesn't have key features needed for stage plays. The plan is to demolish the building and remake it as a performing arts center. Organizers say it will have expanded seating, a full backstage, and a system where actors can fly across the stage. The rebuilt Roxy will keep its iconic marquee sign. This is 90.3 WPLN News.